Welcome to Reviewing Income Statement Trends. I hope you've read Chapter 12, or Your Struggles Internal, and have a few of your colleagues working with you on this segment. I also hope that you've watched the short video resource, Follow the Trend. Now let's dive in. I've included an Excel workbook for this segment. Please open it now. First, I want to assure you that the workbook is taken from real company data. I've simplified it a bit for illustrative purposes and normalized the data to a $10 million base year for 2012, but this is data that is representative of what you're likely to find in your business and how I look at income statement data all the time. The first tab is titled Standalone Income Statement. What can you tell me from this picture? We know that revenues were nearly $1.25 million for the month, that gross profits were 20.6% of revenues, and that the cost of goods sold variances were immaterial. We also know that selling, general, and administrative expenses were nearly $72,000 for the month, with a credit in legal and professional fees. We also know that income from operations, which is the same as EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization in this example, was just over $185,000, and that depreciation and interest combined to be nearly $20,000, leaving $165,000 of pre-tax income, which, in this example, is the same as net income, because we're looking at an S-corp or an LLC, which are pass-through tax entities. In other words, the income gets allocated to the owners, and they are responsible for the taxes. But was this a good month or a bad month? Were margins high or low relative to other months? What about expenses? What numbers need more research or analysis? It's really hard to say because these numbers come with no context. Now, look at the second tab, Income Statement Trend. First, notice that the data is displayed going across the page so that one can follow a line for an extended period of time. I recommend at least 6 months of data, but in this case, we have the luxury of 30 months. It is amazing to me how many people don't look at their data in this way, but is one of the most simple and effective ways of understanding what is happening in the business. Second, getting data in a spreadsheet format rather than in a PDF or printed report lets the users add some quick calculations. I'm not suggesting the CEO and the management team become spreadsheet jockeys, but it is handy to be able to do a quick comparison when something jumps out at you, or to be able to ask your accountant to do the same. Third, it's easy to make the data presentable, using formats, color, page breaks, etc. This may not seem like an important point, but if you are a CEO of a business, you should insist on getting information that is easy to read. Too often, I get information that is poorly presented, and it makes it difficult to read. An income statement that should be on one page prints on four because no one took a few moments to add some formatting and print ranges. Instead, you need a presentable format to share with outside professionals who have an interest in your business. Presenting your financial results in a professional manner will have a marked difference on the first impression your banker and other outsiders have when they read them. Now, what can we determine from the second set of numbers that we could not determine from the first? By the way, I've numbered the highlights on the page to make it easier for you to follow along. 1. June 2014 was the highest revenue month in company history. 2. It was a near-record gross profit month in terms of percentage, 20.6%. While this ratio was slightly behind the prior 2 months, it exceeded the same month, June, of the prior 2 years. 3. We can also look at the annual data and notice that there has been real progress made in the variance percentage over recent years, declining from 0.7% in 2012 to 0.2% in the first half of 2014. 4. Note that while both employee and advertising and promotion expenses are up substantially over the prior 6 months, representing an incremental investment of just over $125,000, it has paid off handsomely in terms of revenue growth, up 18.3%. 5. And finally, I'm going to stop intentionally at 5 points, but please turn to the third tab, the graph. Notice the trend line and how almost every month, all except January, that the 2014 gross profit percentage is superior to 2012, which is the better of the two prior years, 2012 and 2013. Visuals are a great way to look at data, which often yield insights the pages of numbers do not. I encourage you to use them on a regular basis. I've intentionally stopped at 5 points, but we could clearly make more. The reason I'm stopping here is that you don't want to learn about the trends of an anonymous company. You want to learn how to better understand the financial statements of your own company, and looking at trends is one of the most powerful ways to do that. But not just looking at them, asking questions about why various numbers changed and understanding why those changes took place. So, let's do a few examples of why or what questions. I'm labeling these A, B, and C. A, do we understand the trend in employee expenses during the first quarter of 2014? Why was there a jump in March? Was it a new hire? Commissions related to the sales jump? A combination of the two, or something else? B, why were there credit and legal and professional fees in two of the last 3 months? Was the company overcharged at one point, and does this represent a refund? Or could someone have made an entry incorrectly? And given these credits, what expense level should we expect for the second half of the year? C, what was behind the drop in cost of goods sold percentage from 84.7% during the first half of 2013 to 80.4% during the first half of 2014? Was it due to spreading fixed costs over a larger revenue base or some other efficiency? Is there room for further improvement? Again, I'm stopping with just a few examples, but it's not uncommon for me to have a list of 20 questions, sometimes more, when I look at a new set of financial statements. Often, I'll have a list much longer than 20, but will limit my questions during the first review so as not to overwhelm the staff. Here, what I want to give you is an illustration of the process. Here's what I recommend. Stop here and get your company data in a format similar to what I've shown you. It's possible to get this format from almost any accounting system. In some cases, it takes only a few mouse clicks. In others, it takes a bit more work. But I've always been able to get this information. Once you have it, make a list of 10 or 20 questions or more. Go through your income statement line by line and question everything you don't understand. After you have your list, work with your accountant, controller, bookkeeper, or other key managers to get the answers. Write these down as well. When you're finished, join me for the next segment.